Thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh.
Who's that I see walking?
wild out in the jungle.
Right. Hello, Radio Land. It's the Hound. Back. That was our stereo guitar freak out.
That was the mystery.
Bo Diddley, mess around. It's Bovember.
Now and forever.
Yeah, well, counting backwards, The Ventures with Roadrunner. Joe Mathis and the Water Baby Boogie 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 Boogie. Mickey Baker and Milk Train. And we open up with Billy Muir's Supersonic Guitars and Tiger Guitars. And, well, it being Bovember, we couldn't find Bo Diddley to bring him out here, so we got the next biggest thing.
Yeah, we have the human pyramid today, folks, of the airways.
We have Vigerella from the world-famous Blue Jays. He's the only recording artist. Nobody else wanted him. Breakfast George.
Yeah.
Hey there.
Miss Sally.
Hi.
Band from WFMU, Wild Girl.
Yeah, it's me, believe it or not.
Prodigal daughter returned.
Yeah, and what? That's a new microphone. It's not omnidirectional. Yeah, get your face into it. And what do we got for you today? We had Snooks Eaglin tickets to give away, but he canceled. You can still have the tickets.
Why is he sick?
I don't know.
He's a very old man.
You can still have the tickets if you know the answer to the question, but he won't be there.
Maybe he's going deaf in addition to everything
else.
Here's
the question. What's Snooks Eaglin's real name? Anyway.
Snookfellow Eaglin.
No, wrong. It's Ferd.
Ferd?
Ferd.
Like Fred spelled sideways, sort of?
No, F-I-R-D. Ferd. But we got a...
weird enough, so you had to go with Snooks?
Well, we got the Gerald here, so we're going to have some Diesel... The preview of all six Diesel-only releases, I believe.
Yeah, well, not only
unless
is November
Unless
down,
I gong some of them live.
November also happens to correspond with National Jukebox Month across this fair country. So we got some new 7-inch product on the way, and we're going to be launching our new hit record, Do It for Hank, out at Continental Divide tonight.
And we also have a vibe report from Roscoe and the usual Blues and Hillbilly Hangovers, lots of trashy records. Jared's brought some trashy records.
Yeah, I got a Hank Williams Jr. on the VOM show tonight.
We got a Hank Jr. exclusive VOM.
You got it, man.
Yeah.
Do it for Hank.
I don't think he... I will still go on record as saying I doubt he's Hank Jr. He's probably the milkman's son.
Yeah, the milkman's boy, definitely.
And we also have knuckleheads in the news. And let's kick into it. What do we got queued up there?
I don't know, Han. What do we have queued
up? Jimmy Wilson with Lafayette the Thing Thomas.
Well, the big wheel is rolling down Louisiana way. Well, the big wheel is rolling down Louisiana way. Roll on, big wheel, take me where my baby stays. Yeah, well, the big wheel roll right by my baby's door. Ooh, yeah, right by my baby's door. Roll on, big wheel, tell me where I wanna go. Well, I don't know, but I've been told it was $1 million when the big wheel rolling. Well, the big wheel is rolling down the Mississippi stream. Roll on, big wheel, right on into New Orleans. $1 million when the big wheel rolling, well, the big wheel is rolling down in the fire of man. Roll up, big wheel, know that you'll understand. Well, the big wheel is rolling down Louisiana way. Ooh, yeah, down in Louisiana way. Roll up, big wheel, take me where I'm. baby stay.
But we have a point to prove, Mr. Everett. We'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Well, now I'm just a poor young boy, and these girls about to drive me wild. Yeah, I'm just a poor young boy. The way they laugh, the way they sing, makes my heart go ting-a-ling. The way they laugh, the way they sing, makes my heart go ting-a-ling. The way they laugh and sing makes my heart go ting-a-ling.
Let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
Full of love, she gonna rock it, baby. Big mama, wanna rock. I knew that This is a hit.
I need my mom, mama, pretty mama. I'm in love with my mom, mama, pretty mama. Well, they call me Study Papa, but it's hard to see me love my mama. I'm walking down Post Street on the way. Just walking down Post Street on the way. Mama, pretty mama. I'm a nuts about my mama, pretty mama. Now they call me Study Papa, but the heart to see me love my mama. Hey! George, I'm with you. But the me, mama, pretty mama. I'm crazy about my mama, me, pretty mama. Let the calm study papa, but the heart to see me love my mama. When the place goes down and the band can't sell no more. When the place goes down and the band can't sell no more. Well, I grab my mama's hand and my mom goes through the door.
Seizing desire, erupting into volcanic passion.
Hey, Mrs. Vulture.
back into states.
Right, it's the Hounds. WFMU, East Orange. That was Laverne Baker, Hey Memphis. Answer song.
Yeah.
To Jailhouse
Familiar
Rock.
Familiar sound to it.
Buck Griffin and Stuttering Papa. The Meadowlark's Big Mama Wants to Rock. Buddy Holly, Ting-a-Ling. And Jimmy Wilson, Big Wheel Rolling. Anybody go see Buddy on Broadway?
No. Has anybody been offered free tickets for it?
Would you go if you had free tickets?
Do I know?
You're about
this is the guy that plays Buddy?
The mic.
Come here. It's the Red Lion. He used to play down there like 2 years ago. Pull hip, he'd be down there, and then he'd be hanging out.
And, he's
now,
Buddy now?
But now he's Buddy,
Buddy
on Broadway?
He's a megastar. Cool. Remember your old friend.
Yeah, Paul, how about some freebies for people that you might have met?
Anyway, I don't know. Would you want to see Buddy Holly?
Why not, you know?
A musical based on Buddy? Yikes. How do they sing
now
that?
And forever. Crash?
Anyway, let's go through the announcements one time. Well, the world-famous Blue Jays are at the Continental Divide tonight. That's the day three of the diesel-only review.
Yeah, the diesel-only hostage crisis day three.
Is Roscoe is Roscoe on for the power assist?
Roscoe's on the Full Tilt show.
Rumor has it that Greg Slab is going to be showing up and doing dueling Firebirds.
Well, we're going to do the power show at midnight, and then we got the all-out after-hours brawl, so we'll pull that off.
How about it? Boy, do I feel sorry for Jay.
Let's see.
Over there we got Courtney.
Bring your plugs, pal.
Over there we got Courtney and Western opening that show, too, and they're going to be premiere their new Diesel Only 45.
Yeah, and they can do that song that we can't say the title of on the radio.
A Hungry.
How do you say it in pig Latin?
Unt-K? I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Dumb Unt-K. The only other thing to announce is the Guitar Crusher is at Abilene tomorrow.
Oh, what's that?
You're talking about him.
The Guitar Crusher.
Yeah.
He's a guy who made some cool records about a billion years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I guess it's... Oh, and the most important thing, next Saturday, Hounds Hangover Hop number two. Live from Brad, it's our fifth anniversary show, and you're all invited. It's free.
Well, all right.
Special guests, booze, the radio family.
Yeah. Go.
Prizes.
Meet the folks that talk about the music, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, this will be a real
more fun than your tissues can stand.
We're going to be all on 45 again this time, huh?
Yeah, of course.
All 45s.
Yeah, just bring a bunch of 45s, and then we sit there. Play records.
We look at you. You look at us.
No, we
watch drink.
Watch
you drink.
Girls dance. Get drunk.
That? You just get the better fidelity.
Wild girl follows.
They're lighter. They sound better.
Okay, now
you can watch the labels spin around.
In one block out.
And bracketing the hangover hop. On one end, on Friday night, I believe the A Bones are playing at the Space and Chase. That's as yet unconfirmed, but that's something to think about not doing. And then on the other end of the hangover hop is Wild Girl on the radio in for Laurie S. A rare back to radio appearance, and Roscoe and the Power Varmints at Brownies if you get too squashed to actually leave the bar.
And
there you go, folks.
And while Wild Girl will be in for us, hey, what are you doing for Thanksgiving, Wild Girl?
Cooking turkey.
Well, since you're going to be in town, that's on Saturday, you can come here and do my show.
Yeah.
I know what that means.
Anyway, let's get to some news.
Now?
Yeah, right now. Where's my news story? There it is.
Out of reach.
From the kids are, what will I think of next desk? Spaceballs, anybody?
Now, this is not the Mel Brooks motion picture, the same name?
There's a nice think piece in News Day yesterday.
Jim Dwyer, Above Ground.
Right, about Spaceballs, which is, they're packaged in Bart Simpson little packets, and they're angel dust mixed with crack.
God, two great tastes to go great together.
For those of you looking for that new thrill.
It's like dark chocolate and chunky peanut butter.
Recently, a young woman in the Bronx with a space ball under her belt bit off half her brother's finger. In 1 week, in one hospital, three people who had taken space balls died. It produces an unquenchably high fever that boils the brain.
Oh.
So, next week, bring...
Yeah,
bring,
anybody wants to bring like, some food or space balls.
BYOSB.
Yeah.
Bring your own space balls. Anyway, you got a new story there, Bruce?
From the Halloween desk. Fairfield, Connecticut. A student who went to school dressed as Jesus for Halloween learned some things just aren't funny. Yeah, I'll bet. Quote, I never expected the reaction I got. I angered quite a few people, said the 17-year-old student at Fairfield High School who asked that his name be withheld for fear of retribution.
Now, what were they mad about?
Well, the student who has long hair and a beard was costumed in bare feet, no shirt, a crucifix, and blood spattered on his hands, feet, and chest. For some reason, some crazy reason, school officials ordered him to go home and change.
It's just, you know, it's just those Connecticut people are uptight. Had he gone to Pacoma Junior High School, they probably would have taken it okay.
In McLean High School, they would have hoisted him up the flagpole by his neck until he was dead. Headmaster Robert Ginaldi said
in Rome, they would have hoisted him up on the cross.
Yeah. Said seniors traditionally are allowed to dress in costume on Halloween, but he said the Jesus costume was completely inappropriate, seeing as how it wasn't Easter, and added that several teachers also found it offensive.
There you go, folks.
Well, I thought Den looked swell with the crown of thorns.
One of these days we've got to
leave a rash on his face.
To do the Good Friday procession with Den as Jesus and you and me as Romans. You know?
And Alice as Mary Magdalene.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right, let's get to Hillbilly Hangover. What do we got queued up? Milton Brown and his brownies with a little
choice.
Cheesy breeze.
My gal and me sitting in that cheesy breeze.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Two trains at
the station. Good gal, don't you wanna go? Two trains at the station. Good gal, don't you wanna go? One headed for Memphis, one headed for Mexico. Gonna telephone to heaven to send me an angel down. Hey, hey, hey. Gonna telephone to heaven to send me an angel down. If you haven't got an angel, St. Peter, send me a high-stepping brown. No matter about your money, no matter about your limousine, no matter about your money, makes no difference about your limousine. But when you go with me, gal, don't forget that sewing machine. It ain't your fancy walk, gal. It ain't your vamp and wave. No, no, no. It ain't your fancy walk, gal. It ain't your vamp and wave. It's the way you do just before the break of day.
Why don't you put that small mind to some constructive use?
I believe we ought to sing, Homer.
Now?
Now.
How much is that hound dog in the winder? I do hope that flea bag's for sale. How much is that hound dog in the winter? The one with the long mangy tail. I'll give you two bits for that hound dog. The one with the sad aching heart. For he looks so much like my girlfriend. I can't hardly tell them apart.
A dog is that?
That is a hot dog, Homer.
Boy, you mustered that up, didn't you?
I must take a trip to Louisiana. Leave her and that hound dog alone. While I'm eating shrimp and jambalaya, they'll be home a-gnawing a bone. I don't want a monkey or a baboon. I don't want an old muley cow. I don't want a crappie or a catfish. A catfish could never meow. How much is that hound dog in the winter? With a basketball nose on its face. You know what a basketball nose is. it dribbles all over the place.
Why is everybody laughing at me? Just because I said something stupid?
Midnight, I've spent another lonely day thinking of you. Midnight, tomorrow is on its way, empty and blue. I'm so lonely, so lonely at midnight for you. Midnight, oh, what a lonely time to weep. I ought to know. Midnight, I should have been fast asleep hours ago. Still I'm crying 'cause I miss you so. Wishing you'd call, tears keep flowing like drops from a waterfall.
This is a hit!
Lace up your boots and we'll broom on down to a knocked out shack on the edge of town. An 8-beat combo that just won't quit. Keep a walking till you see a blue light lit. Call in there and you'll see some sights at the house, the house, the house of blue lights. There's fryers and broilers and Detroit barbecue ribs, but the treat of the treats, it's when they serve you all those fine 8-beats. You'll want to spend the rest of your rights down at the house, the house, the house of blue lights. Real homecoming for all the cats. Just trilly down the path of welcome mat. Fall in there and you'll see some sights at the house, the house, the house of blue lights. But the treat of the treats is when they serve you all those fine 8-beats. You want to spend the rest of your rights down at the house, the house, the house of delights.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Little Rosa was her name, and still I cry in vain. My world won't be the same since she's gone from me.
I had gone to visit the grave of a friend of mine, and as I walked through the graveyard, I noticed this man kneeling down by the grave of a child. And in his hand he held a big red rose, and tears were streaming down his cheeks. I walked over and laid a hand on his shoulder and started to talk to him. And during the course of our conversation, and in his broken English, this is the story just as he told it to me. He said, "Mister, I'm a walker down the street of today, and I pass by a big flower shop. I walk in and I ask the man in the shop, I say, 'Boss, how much are for one red rose?' And he looked at me with one a bigger frown, and he said, 'One a dollar, please.' But then by and by, a swell dressed a blondie young lady walk in, and she says, 'How much are for one red rose?' And he looked at her with one a bigger smile, and he said, 10 cents. And I said, 'Boss, how come are you charging me a dollar for the rose, and you charge the young lady only 10 cents? And he says, "Look, mister, you tell me why you want the rose, and maybe I'll give it to you for not." And I said, "Boss, I'm a hard working man, working the railroad and only make $3 a day. And I got a little girl, and her name is Rosa. Rosa's just about this high, boss. Every day when I come home from work, a little Rosa come running to meet her papa. She throw her little arms around my neck and say, 'Papa,' and I say, 'Rosa.' But the one a day, boss, I come home from work and I don't see Rosa. I look down by the railroad track and I see one a bigger crowd. I go down and I push the crowd this way and I push the crowd that way, and there, boss, at my feet lay my little Rosa. And that's why I want the Rosa, boss. I want to put him on little Rosa's grave." The man, he don't say a knot, but he picked the biggest and the reddest rose, and he give it to me. And I say, "Thank you, boss. Thank you very much."
And though she's gone, you see, she's still the world to me. To me, she'll always be that little girl of mine.
And meanwhile, back in his days.
Right, it's the Hound. That was today's Hillbilly Hangover. The ever-tasteful Mr. Webb Pearson.
Wow.
Fatchica Loops Blues.
Yeah, really. My Angelina, she go this way. She go that way.
Oh, we heard Meryl Moore of the House of Blue Lights. Don Gibson in Midnight. Homering Jethro, How Much Is That Hound Dog in the Window? Governor Jimmy Davis and Sewing Machine Blues. We opened up with Milton Brown and his musical brownies and Cheesy Breeze. Anyway, what's going on, folks? Oh, where are we? We're still plugging this Jays tonight. They're over at the Continental Divide, and it's free to get in. Two big sets. Chair?
Rock Review.
Two sets, no waiting.
And next week, the Hounds, Hangover Hop number two. 169 Avenue A between 10th and 11th Streets in Manhattan. Usual time. It's our 5th anniversary show. You're all invited.
Yeah,
each
please
and every
come by.
One of you.
Have everyone within the sound of my voice will just
you guys
be there.
All, everybody here enjoy their Halloween full moon experience?
No.
No.
I gather the haze made out like a bandit. It was in a jacuzzi in Yuma, Arizona for all of all hell.
No, I don't want to hear about it. New York was great. We saw 12 kids, little homeboys, in hockey masks and ski masks coming out of the junior high school down the block from me, wail on somebody with a baseball bat at like 3 in the afternoon.
Nice. You got to keep the trademark up.
I had to wade through the yolks to get in my door.
A couple of good,
I hate that.
Let's see.
Especially when they hard boil them first.
Mock terror turned to real terror when a 15-year-old was staging a haunted house hangman gag, accidentally hanged himself. This wasn't the one in Jersey. This one was in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Han, if I may interrupt here, I really do think this is the specter of autoerotic asphyxia raising its ugly head once again.
How about this one? A stuntman in a clear plastic coffin buried under 6 feet of dirt and wet concrete for a Halloween escape trick collapsed, and the coffin collapsed and killed the would-be Houdini locked inside with chains and handcuffs. 150 people, including his family, were watching as they tried to dig quote-unquote Amazing Joe out. He considered himself to be the successor to the great escape artist Harry Houdini.
Well, I guess he is now the flattest escape artist.
Now he is. Ooh, ooh. So, Gerald, why don't you get up next to the microphone? We got, you pulled up a set of truck driving songs here for us.
Yeah, I got some Rig Rock favorites, old and new.
Tell us about this Rig Rock, old dear sir.
Are you part of this movement towards Rig Rock?
The Rig Rock, I'll tell you. We came up with that term for the world famous Blue Jays for the Diesel Only sound. Actually, Miriam came up with the term. She can't recall it, and then Billy got the credit in Newsday. So they can share it.
I think history's just gonna have to.
Well, we've been picked up by Super Driver magazine, which is.
Is that the one? Am I on that? Is that?
No, you didn't make it. In fact, we did the interview with you.
You were terrible.
At the Lone Star, and then what they did was they. Well, you really shouldn't have lit up beforehand, but.
Sorry.
What they did was they recorded the intro, so when you listen to Super Driver, it goes, and now here are those fun-loving Rig Rock boys from New York, world-famous Blue Jays, in an interview live at the Lone Star, and then it cuts right to Good Morning, Mr. Trucker.
Yeah, and if you call Jerry's answering machine, you can hear it all.
And there's no interview?
There's no actual interview. But we're going to give it another shot. In fact, we're going to be featured on every issue of Super Driver from here to eternity.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, we were the
official. Who'd you have to blow for that one?
It's a long distance.
And Wild Girl is here.
Hi.
Why don't you get near the mic?
No.
Then you have to get near Jer.
Tired. Well, so, I got nothing to say.
So come on, your fans miss you.
I'm saving myself for next week.
You're saving yourself for next
week? Yeah.
So that means you're not coming to the Hangover Hop?
Yeah, I'm going to come help you set up and hang out for the first part, and then I have to hurry up and hustle my ass to New Jersey and cover for Miss S. Yeah, he's playing somewhere.
Because somebody else has to wear a black bra besides me.
What we have?
Yeah, we're gonna try and get Bruce to wear one, but I don't know if any of ours would really fit him, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Could be trouble.
There was a time.
But Hound, is the rumor still flying that's it? That's not
I'm
right?
still deciding. Oh. I don't know. You know,
you might have to be there.
I got to admit, there was no traffic. If there's no traffic coming in today, I probably won't feel so bad about it.
It's not going to come down to the coin toss?
No, I'll decide beforehand.
Miller and I were discussing various case scenarios for, like, you know, fixing the coin toss, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, maybe
Hound, I brought my own nickel.
You can fix the coin toss.
You can put, like, gum on one side or something?
You're going to have to pay off to fix the coin toss, though. What'd you do with my lighter this time, Ilbruch?
It's on the other side of the phone,
Hound. That's a good place for it. WFMU, East Orange.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And Breakfast George has a record out on the Diesel Only label, right?
Yes, I do. Miss Fabulous.
And you got a gig, too?
And a gig, too. We have a gig, too. A gig. Finally got a gig after all these years. We're playing tomorrow night at the Rodeo, like every Sunday, and we're playing at the Lone Star, the new the workout sessions. Have you told them about that, Jeremy, yet?
We're going to get to that a little later.
I might as well mention it now.
Well, we got the whole month of November blocked off at the Lone Star for these, like, happy hour workout, you know, like...
getting your elbow in shape.
Tepper size.
So you're playing a lot early,
a different
right?
band every night of the week, a different diesel-only band. So Mondays it'll be the Blue Chieftains, Tuesday it'll be Mumbo Gumbo, Wednesday the Jays, Thursday Courtney and Western, and Friday we've got Wild Bill Durkin.
And what time is it at? Five o'clock? 5:30?
Or 6 o'clock for the Rivington School.
Early gig. All right, so what's queued up here? Dave Dudley?
Yeah, we got Dave Dudley, the king of the trucker tunes, is going to kick it off here, and then we're going to slip in a little Blue Jays and take it from there.
Hit it.
This is Dave Dudley, and I'd like to take a few seconds of your time to add my sincerest appreciation for all the nice things you've done for me and to kind of introduce this album personally. We've picked some of the old songs that have come down through the years and then added a few new ones, some of which I've helped write especially for this album. so I do hope it contains a good variety that you'll enjoy hearing. And I'll be looking forward to meeting you at all the new places we plan to visit in the future. So until then, thank you very kindly for being a friend, and here's the album. Thanks for all the miles, and we really mean that. I was sitting in the terminal waiting for my load. I'm leaving town tomorrow on another run. Be gone 500 miles before the day is done. Not that I like driving, it's the only thing that I can do. I got a bad case of a homesick truck driver blues. On the outskirts of town is a place I like to stop. In a great big plaza, just a little old mom and pops. I need a cup of joe, keep my eyes open wide. I'll need them on the road until the end of the line. I'll have a cup of coffee, then I gotta be on my way down the road. Well, I've got a long way to go. Driving across the country in this big old diesel truck. I'll travel every byway, but I gotta keep on going. I'm making just enough to keep this big rig rolling. I'll feel a little better when I draw my pay on the road. The man needs a home away from home. On the road, a man needs a home away from home. Town tomorrow on another run. Be gone 500 miles now before the day is done. It's not the life I chose, but it's the one I'm stuck with. But when I'm on the road, home is where my truck is. Don't you know? I'll keep on jamming gears until I'm old and gray on the road. Man needs a home away from home. On the road, the man needs a home away from home. On the road, the man needs a home away from home.
Pushing that diesel since early dawn. Ain't had no sleep, don't know how long. Whole lot of trouble making them curves. I gotta have a little something to settle my nerves. Well, hey, little waitress, make my coffee strong. Pack a king size.
wish me luck. Rolling down the highway with the heavy eyes, I saw a little billboard that she advertised. Everything for the trucker, lots of parking space, and a sign out front said, this here is the place. Well, hey, little waitress, make my coffee strong. Wish me luck. Well, I got hung over. I left Chicago late. And the big boss man, he don't like to wait. The bus in the morning, gotta burn the wind. Gonna make it in the shape I'm in. Well, hey, little waitress, make my coffee strong. A pack of king-size filters and a country song. A little box of whiteys helps pick me up. Caffeine, nicotine, Benzedrine. Wish me luck.
Well, I got this big rig rolling. She's a-heading on down the road. My destination is any place down the highways that I roam. I got 'em rolling. Yeah, the big wheels are rolling. And I'm pushing this old diesel with a smile. I'm rolling in that green stuff every mile. I'm a big rig rolling man, and there ain't no place that I ain't been. I'm the playboy of the road, I'm a big rig rolling man. Well, if I keep this big rig rolling, I'm gonna see my baby again. Cause I got a half a dozen of them waiting in every town that I pull in. I got them waiting, and the big wheels, they're a-rolling. And I'm a-pushing this old diesel with a smile. And I'm a-thinking about them women every mile. I'm a big rig rolling man. Now tell me a place, not a place I ain't been. I'm the playboy of the road. I'm a big rig rolling man. Well, I can see the lights of the city, and they sure look good to me. And that interstate sign says Dallas, and tonight that's home for me. I got 'em rolling, yes sir, them big wheels are really rolling. And I'm pushing this old diesel with a smile. I'm getting closer to Dallas all the while. I'm a big rig rolling man. You tell me a place that I ain't been. I'm the playboy of the road. I'm a big rig rolling man. I'm the big rig rolling man. Tell me a place that I ain't been. I'm the playboy of the road. I'm a big rig rolling man. I'm a big rig rolling man. Tell me a place now that I ain't been. I'm the playboy of the road. I'm the big rig rolling man. I'm the big rig rolling man. Tell me a place now that I ain't been. I'm the playboy.
Truck driving man, this cat he had none. Carolina, California, and he took all the women for a ride. He'd kiss a different one goodbye each morning, and then he would be on his way with a little pleasure along Highway 80. It took him 9 days to cross the USA. Now sometimes he was a little confused, walking around like he was in a fog. He couldn't remember all their names, so he wrote them all down in his log. He was a truck driving man. This cat, he had 9 wives. A wife in every state from Carolina to California, and he took all the women for a ride. Then one day it had to happen. He ran off a mountainside. They looked at his log and they found 9 women had to be notified. The women, they came with all their children. Each one looked and said, "That's my home." The women, they finally agreed that they were just widows-in-law. This cat, he had 9 wives. A wife in every state from Carolina to California, and he took all the women for a ride. He was a truck driving man. This cat, he had 9 wives. A wife in every state from Carolina to California, and he took all the women.
Ladies and gentlemen, here was truck stop number 10, the world famous Mr. Truck Stop himself, Gene Tracy. Oh, yeah. Howdy. Damn, y'all look good tonight. Heard about the Halls truck?
Just got time for a cup of joe. I like mine hot and black. I'm bobtailing home to old New York and can't wait till I get back. Yeah, in New York City, New York. Yeah, in New York City, New York. I just left Dayton in a cloud of smoke when the cops caught up to me. Turned out to be an old pal of mine from back home in NYC. Yeah, in New York City, New York. Yeah, in New York City, New York. There's girls aplenty in San Antonio, Georgia, and Tennessee. But I'll fill my order where the skirts are shorter back home in NYC. Yeah, in New York City, New York. Yeah, in New York City, New York. To my baby, so honey, don't wink at me. I know you're ready, but I got a steady back home in NYC. Yeah, in New York City, New York. Yeah, in New York City, New York. There's hardly a town that I ain't seen. I got a lot of miles on me. And in my heart there's a burning till my wheels started turning back home to NYC. Yeah, in New York City, New York. Yeah, to New York City, New York. There's girls aplenty in San Antonio, Georgia, and Tennessee. But I'll fill my order where the skirts are shorter back home in NYC. Yeah, in New York City, New York. Yeah, in New York City, New York. Yeah, in New York City, New York. Yeah, in New York City, New York.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hey. Hound here. WFMU, East Orange.
New York.
Jer, giving you some of that rig rock sound you all love so much.
New York City, New York.
Yeah.
Rig Rock and Dave's Lonely Records.
What do we hear, Gerilla?
Well, we started off with Dave Dudley. Thanks for All the Miles. And that was a recitation from his album. We went into our big hit, Good Morning, Mr. Trucker. How are you today?
Yeah.
All right. That was from earlier this year. We follow that with a Caffeine, Nicotine, and Benzedrine.
Three great tastes that go great together.
Yeah, that was Bud Brewer. Follow that with Johnny Dollar doing Big Rig Rolling Man, and he's had a lot of great numbers. What do we do then? We slipped in a little Gene, Mr. Truck Stop Tracy.
Yeah, keeping the thread alive.
Yeah, we couldn't play too much of that.
Oh, I believe we played Truck Driving Cat with Nine Wives, and that was the Charlie Walker version. And that was originally done by Jim Nesbitt, Mr. Tiger in My Tank, for Chart Records, too. And then Gene, Mr. Truck Stop Tracy, and that's from the cassette tape, The Rhinestone Truck Driver. And he's got a whole series of these blue cassettes that you'll find in the right-hand column of your cassette selections in Better Truck Stops, everyone. And we ended up with New York City, New York by Earl Scott. How about it?
So you got the J's on jukeboxes and truck stops in the Northeast.
Yeah, right? We were going to tell you a few truck stops where you could pop a quarter in and hear Good Morning, Mr. Trucker.
Folks, if you're driving this weekend, here's where you can hear the J's.
If you're on your way out I-80, make sure you stop at exit 15 in Pennsylvania and pop into the Diamond J's auto truck stop there. And they've got it in the wall boxes on the counter, also in the Youngstown 76 in Youngstown, Ohio.
Home of Mary Hartman.
Yeah, we got a few up in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Tennessee, Texas.
I can't wait for you all to hit the big time and do the Union 76 in Slidell, Louisiana, as fabled on the Road Gang.
By all means, yeah, we
no doubt about it.
That is the shining beacon of truck stops in the night.
Well, we've got this great campaign now, you know, to generate jukebox play. We've had these special title strips ordered for the Diesel Only recording artist, the stable of Diesel Only stars on 45. And what we have are these
stable is right.
We have these proof
trough
stable, I think.
We got the title strips, which are the little cards that go in the jukebox with the titles on them, and we got special title strips being made with the truck logo, the Diesel Only logo on them, and we hope to stimulate a little
I'm
play.
Sure that'll put you over the top, chair. Who would have?
Oh, man. It's worth a shot.
Major marketing campaign. Anyway, getting back to Knuckleheads in the News, Sally, you have one from the Four-Legged Love Machine desk there?
Well, yes, I do, Hound. In New Zealand, they think that registering children as sheep is one way that families might be able to afford to bring up children, an economist told a conference yesterday, because as sheep, their food, accommodation, and other expenses would be tax deductible. Quote, the mother might even be eligible for shepherd's wages, unquote. But I think it should be shepherdess's wages.
Not to mention fitting them in your boots there.
Yeah, well, they have 60 million sheep there and 3.3 million people, so, you know, you can just vote for a sheep there, and that's it.
It's a sheep's country.
Yeah. Anyway, so Jared's pushing this Rig Rock thing. Well, I've come up with my own concept, and between now and the Vibe Report, we're going to be experiencing the sound of Pig Rock. Kick it off with the Coasters.
Of your love. Little piggy's coming over your house. He's gonna
when he went woof, woof, Lord, that was enough of the wild hog hop down to the broadcast. I was going so fast, I never even got one scratch. I was getting so bad, I dropped my gun, nothing to do but to count and run. I was jumping bushes and a dodging tree. That old hog kept right after me, down the wild hog hop. And boy, did I go. Why, what happened to me next? The good Lord only knows. Well, I come to a creek and it was covered with logs. I did like it, Uncle Lewis, you old hog. I plunged in the water, creeped out of sight. The big that all floated just my life. I done the wild hog hop down under those logs. When I come to the top, I was right by that old hog. Well, I gave a big leap to the top of the bank. That old hog back in the seat of my pants. I let it out the yell that was right for mine. You see, that old hog, he didn't even mind. I done the wild hog hop. I died to give up. Hell, he went, whoa, whoa. Lord, that was enough. Well, I hit the trail in the way of love. I was putting them down and picking them up. And with every breath, keeping that out of the wheel. A bite and a chomping at my heels. I done the wild hog hop. I was out of breath, and the liver was in, I never died here to fail. Well, I hit the trail that brought me the thrill. They led to the house on the top of a hill. I made a fair victory at the store. I fainted, fell flat on the floor. I done the wild hog hop, the charm I adored. Well, I said right then, I wouldn't hunt no more. Well, I looked in her eyes, I saw the gleam. I said, baby, you're the girl of my dreams. I told her my story of how I ran. She said, baby, boy, you are my man. I took the wild hog hop, but I was taking a chance. But I ain't hunting no more, but I done found a man.
People eat it. with a sack on his back. He said, hey, Daddy, we're really glad to see you back. We got a brand new dance we call a breaking fast. It goes a little, 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 womp, womp, I said a womp, womp. Dilly, 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 womp, womp, I said a womp, womp. Dilly, 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 womp, womp, I said a womp, womp.
I went down to see my old local DJ. His name was King, he lived down Tennessee way. I said, hey man, what's this new kind of junk where you wind up twice and you him with a bump? He said, hey big daddy, it's a natural fact and it's a
weaving his style, this ain't got begging fast.
He goes, womp, 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 to move. He stumbled at first, but he found a groove. I said, he's a baby, you gotta kick this thing. You gotta hang on tight and begin to swing. She said, hey, Daddy, is this that new act? I said,
yeah, baby, break him back.
It goes a dilly, 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 womp, womp, I said, womp, womp. Dilly, dilly,
forward in his head.
Fountain every time he take a drink.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. It's the Hound. WFMU's Thorns. That's our Pig Rock set. You like that? Oh, sorry, wrong mic there, Bruce.
You know?
Now.
Yeah, I like that fine, Mr. Hound. That was great.
Oh, the Marathons with Oink Jones. We heard the Triads and Bacon Fat. The Jaguars, Hog Wild. Benny Hess, the Wild Hog Hop.
Yes, indeed.
Well, the coaster is I'm a Hog for You. You know why there's no matting?
What?
You know why there's no background music on right now?
Why is that?
Because one turntable won't play a loop tape. I mean, one of these cassette decks won't play a loop tape.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the other one all queued up for vibe. And we're waiting for the phone to light up.
What do you think the problem is? Backstage with Los Lobos eating their beans?
He's busy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, but the sun is going down. This is great. Now we're in the dark at the end of the show. I like this better.
Yeah. This we always meet. It's weird for work, though. You notice that?
Yeah.
It's like dark at 5. Gotta yank off the sunglasses before you get killed.
And I think he's here. Is that you, Roscoe?
Yo.
Who else would be blinking my phone at this hour?
Got it.
Yo.
Yes.
Oh, I think we got a little. I think
you're
loop going.
You're oinking yourself too.
Yeah.
Little pig rock exploration there.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with your stereo yet.
We may blow the speaker. I like this feedback. Hold on, I gotta turn this thing down a little bit. You better turn me down for just a second.
Okay.
Okay. There we go. Ah, it could be terrible.
Get caught in your cord?
Oh, no. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We're not feeding back. So, the vibe report. You got the Jarla out there?
We got the Jarla. We got Breakfast George and Wild Girl and Sally and Il Booch.
Holy moly. Who went on the food run?
Wild Girl brought pumpkin pie, and Sally brought something too, but I don't know what she brought. You know, this is post-vibe report is traditionally snack time around here.
Well, what's with the music?
What music?
There we go. Okay.
Yeah, everything's as it should be. Feel free to vibe.
Well, let's see. Oh, did you read my news story?
Yes, we did. Spaceballs. It was a good one.
Now, I can't get that out of my mind. When I was in Washington last week, I was explained, and, you know, that's why their murder thing is up. And then to find out this week that we have our own new thing called Spaceballs with the smoking Bart Simpson.
Well, for the hangover hop, it's BYOSB.
Bring your own Spaceballs.
Yeah.
God, pass out helmets and stuff.
In my youth in Northern Virginia, Sco, the opportunities for angel dust abuse were so manifold that it really, I mean, you couldn't help but get on the bandwagon for a little while. It was cheap and so strong.
Yeah, but I mean, crack and dust.
Well, that's a step I'm unwilling to take at this point in my life, you know.
You know, what
I feel
they really
sorry
need to do is
today.
Mix a little dose of ice in the middle of it.
Yeah. That would be fabulous.
Well, you know, they're doing all these crummy drugs because they don't make any of the good ones anymore. They can't get pot. They don't make any good drugs.
Give the
can't
kids
get Quaaludes.
Smokables back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if they just gave the kids pot, they'd leave all the really dangerous crap alone.
Mm-hmm.
They got to do something. They can't drink till they're 21.
I don't know. Their parents are playing Joni Mitchell records. What are they supposed to do?
Got that Firebird all tuned up, huh, Sco?
Oh, actually, I got the Hooker Telly.
Coolness. My personal favorite.
And the Supro is cranking pretty good.
You going through the accordion channel?
So for this Jay's gig tonight, what do you think of the last night for the Straw Hat?
What's with this weather?
It's kind of straw hat weather.
Such weather.
I keep trying to put the straw hat away. It's November, for crying out loud.
It's Bovember.
Bovember here on
National Jukebox Month.
So you're looking forward to the Hangover Hop and the Sco's Power Varmints double bill?
That's why I got the guitar here, because I'm trying to get this, you know, back in shape a little bit to go out and rock with the Jays.
Sco, you made sure you picked the one weekend I was out of town before you stole my rhythm section, huh?
Yeah, that's going to be good. The Power Varmints are going to be doing some stuff off of my high school set list.
Excellent.
Oh, good.
Let's go beat up a cop, that one?
No, that was college.
Duct tape rape.
Let's go beat up the principal. Oh, boy.
So what's the vibe again? I forgot already.
I don't know. Spaceballs? Apartment hunting?
Loud guitar. Portnoy Electronics.
Yeah.
I know you... I heard you were out giving guitar lessons this morning.
Yeah, I'm involved in a few of these things.
giving guitar lessons to guys with more cash
than they know what to do with.
And more cash and more spare time than they know what to do with.
Where are you headed there, Sco?
Tuning's unknown.
What?
Hmm?
So what are you playing through tonight, Sco?
Oh, I think tonight's probably going to be, I think it's a Firebird night.
You got that Marshall head?
Firebird into the Marshall half stack.
in a club the size of your apartment.
Well, you got to keep up with Jay, and he's got my old hot-rodded amp, so, you know, need a little cabinetry backing me up.
Yeah, about it. Wall to wall.
Pull out the cabs. So what's on the queue for the VOM?
Well, a record that you produced yourself. I think it's called Do It for Frank.
Oh, there you go.
And then Jer's got is doing the VOM set today. I think he's got like more than one Hank Williams Jr. record queued up.
Do It for Hank. Yeah, I'll be out in the parking lot.
A circular Hank.
You got Jacques Boy tuned in?
No, I'm over at Mix.
No,
the Meister.
Nicola. Hey, Mick, what's for dinner, Haas?
Mick's got one of these video cameras. You know?
So is it true that Mick is throwing a big, huge sit-down dinner for everybody after, in between the Hangover Hop and the Power Varmints next week?
I don't know. I think he's going to be in town.
Uh-huh.
He's fully in town. We may drive people around the block in the car.
That's nice. Good.
Is Mick videoing you doing the vibe report?
Yeah, it's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a multimedia thing.
Yeah.
Are your pants up or down?
Jesus.
Go for the money shot. Go for the money shot.
I just ate a whole coffee cake, though.
Ooh. Well, we got some pumpkin pie that Wild Girl brought.
Well, kick out the jams and eat on each side of the
Mother upper
water.
Yeah.
Okay, Roscoe, see you over there.
How do you turn this thing on?
He's on the portable phone.
Wow. Nice. That's what those portable phones, that make a horrible noise.
The new sound.
That's our vibe report.
How about it?
How about it? So, Jer, we got your new record queued up here.
Yeah, this is quite a day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You've been... And I expressly, you know...
You can talk over it.
Put your wheels in motion. I got a tiger right here in my tank. Rev 'em up, honey, do it for Hank. Hell, I don't care if you ain't got no money. You look like you got big bucks, honey. I got something we can take to the bank. We'll cash it in, won't you do it for Hank? I don't care if you ain't that smart. I don't care about your cheating heart. Oh, honey, that ain't the part that I want. Won't you do it for Hank?
He's been with Hank since they were both about that high. He wrote a song called Wolverton Mountain, Ring of Fire. When you get on the whiskey, let somebody else drive. Welcome, Merle Kilgore.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know by now, you're setting a little bit of musical history with the number one artist in the nation, Hank Williams Jr. We're making a live Bo Cephas album. We want you to raise hell and make a lot of noise tonight. You're going to be recording with the number one man, Bo Cephas. The man that has 11 gold, 3 platinum, the number one album today, the number one single, and I ain't going to call Hank Williams Jr. anymore. We'll call him Hank and let you have him right now. I ain't gonna call Hank Williams Jr. anymore. Even though I know what all his daddy done before. Hank weighs close to 200 pounds, that's about 6'4". I ain't gonna call Hank Williams Jr. anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, the new boss of country, Bo Cephas! Bo Cephas is here! Bo Cephas! Just come in here, have whiskey and beer, and say howdy to you all. You all know me, thank goodness you see, hat and shade, beard and all. Now I have heard, I've got to worry about all these stupid ass imposters running around. Tell you something now, they ain't real. They got no scars, they got no feel. They can't cut no guitar, whiskey, men, and hellbound. I'm looking for a lover. Yeah, I'm gonna have some fun. My name is Bo Cephas. Yeah, I'm a son of a gun. Some of my way. Everybody loves me. Those are two will fight. Right at the end, I got some guitar friends from legendary Saturday nights. I learned some of Leonard Skinner, sugar. Daddy and Ernest Tubb, too. This is the platinum boy that does the rock and roll country blues. Some of
St. Peter, give me cloud number 9 and tell my daddy that Junior's on the line. Oh, sweet Lord, someday I'll be talking to you. Yeah, I want to speak man to man with a man that used to mow the blue. No, I never had a chance to get to know a man the whole world knew his name. But I got to know some pretty famous rowdy friends and they told me he was the king. I remember him singing about a lost highway up and down that same road too. Hell, my mama had me spending my younger days trying to fill my daddy's shoes. Well, now that I'm grown, I'm a man of my own. I think I know why lovesick sang the way he used to do. Yeah, I think I do. I bet $100, son, a woman was the one that made my daddy sing the way he sang the blues. Still with us, just what he would think. About his little son, he called Bocephus. Now it's rockin' Randall Hank. Cause I have been a many a mile since I quit a walking in his shoes. These days I've got my own style and my people love the blues. Living on the road, doing one night shows. Yeah, I know about the hard life mom and daddy used to go through. Yeah, Peter, give me cloud number 9 and tell Hank Sr. that Junior's on the line. Oh, sweet Lord, tell him I got some real good news. Hey, I want to speak to man with the man who used to moan the blues. Yeah, I've been living on the road, seen a lot of things, broke a lot of hearts and a guitar string. I know what world happy was a going through. We'll be person to person and man to man from South Alabama to the coast. Man, we come from South Alabama to the promised land. I want to speak man to man with the man. Hey, the mom on the blue.
of all them songs for the daddy in an early grave. But his daddy would be proud if he could see Bo-Cephas now. Why don't you leave that boy alone? Let him sing his song. Oh, Waylon has been known to play halftime. Why don't you leave that boy alone? Let him sing his song. Why don't you leave them boys alone? Let them sing their song. You know they're gonna do whatever they want. If you don't like the way they sing, who's gonna cast the first stone? Why don't
sing his song.
Why don't you leave them boys alone? Let them sing their song. You know they're gonna do whatever they want. If you don't like the way they sing,
one more time, Ernest, who's gonna catch the first dog?
Why don't you leave them boys alone? Let them sing their song. Why don't you leave them boys alone? Let them sing their song.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well,
oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I hate that guy.
Really. Luke the Drifter Jr., ladies and gentlemen. Is that an all-time record for complaint calls?
No.
What holds the record?
Michael Weldon playing that 20-minute tape of his own band, The Mirrors, in the basement of Really Bad Fidelity was the all-time complaint call.
You didn't like that last
winner.
Track, Ham? That was Hank with Ernest Tubb.
And Waylon Jennings.
Well, leave them boys alone.
Three guys that couldn't sing their way out of a paper sack. There ain't no Webb Pierce.
Ain't no Webb Pierce.
Oh, we heard Hank Jr.
One of them.
He did a Monday Night Football song. That's really giving away your fan. I think football fans are basically blockheads, having spent 9 seasons out there myself.
Yeah.
I mean, as a player.
Yeah.
Man to Man from his brand new album called Royalty Check 2, Hank Jr. And then we opened up with that idiotic live thing. That intro was pretty cool, though.
That's Merle Kilgore doing the intro. They don't call Hank Jr. Jr.
No,
Jr.
I guess a couple of songs. I like All My Rowdy Friends to Settle Down. I like that one.
I like Odeed in Denver. You know
that's
that one?
Great. That's great. That whole album, that album's good.
Yeah, well,
that,
I kind of opted for the most ridiculous here, you know, and also like the loudest guitars.
Yeah, but there's, you know, that whole album of
or
covers.
His version
that he
of LaGrange.
He's dissing you so bad, Jer. I think you should just walk out right now.
The live. No, I'm not dissing Jer. I like Jer's band.
I love Jer, man.
Do it for Hank, man.
Come on.
Cephas
is just an utter nonsense.
Well, a lot of people don't understand. Understand the record, the Do It For Hank record. It is a tribute to Bo Cephas, but what we're kind of getting at is this guy is a total loose cannon in the field of country music,
to say the least. And gun collecting.
Yeah.
Evidently, that's his main thing in life, right?
Yeah, we went to see him at the Meadowlands. In fact, we got a copy of Do It for Hank to Merle Kilgore, who is his personal manager at Hank Williams Jr. Enterprises, Paris, Tennessee. And he provided the world-famous Blue Jays with backstage access and seventh row for the Meadowlands.
But Bo Cephas doesn't appear backstage.
That's right. Hank was on his bus with all the gun collectors from the metropolitan area, and he kind of marched right from his bus to the stage door, hit the stage, and
there you go,
hit the floor running there.
Buck Owens did a cool thing when he did his guest spot with Dwight Yoakam. He walked off the stage into the limo and didn't even wait for Dwight Yoakam to finish his set.
Yeah.
Also, Buck did tip his hat right from the get-go.
It's just
to show that he could.
PSA time. If you're an adult who would like to read the newspaper, read to your kids, or write a letter to a friend, help is as close as your local library. That's right, reading and writing instruction for adults. The New York Public Library offers free reading and writing instruction daytime or evening at 9 libraries in Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island. So if you need help with reading and writing, or you want to volunteer to teach another adult to read and write, call area code 212-932-7920. That number is 212-932-7920. No, we can't plug your record during a PSA, Jer. Mudflat Boogie. Is that, what do you do on this record, Jer? Let's put it on right
what?
Now.
Huh?
Yeah, we can have a little chat about it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this one.
Mudflat Boogie. It's a B-side.
It's
a trip inside the hits.
Let's hear this thing. It's a good record.
You like it?
Now, where's
Jay Bird all over?
Where's Jer? He's on the subway. He's not at the session yet. No. That's success. When you don't have to play on your own record, that's cool.
Yeah, it is really cool.
Well, you know, when you got the Vibe Meister around, you know, he's sort of at the dials, you know.
So you weren't
Roscoe produced
the banjo
that one.
On this?
Well, I played on the what do you call him, Bruce, and the Click Track.
Oh, the Scratch Track.
I played on the Scratch Track, and then when they went into overdub,
cool.
All of a sudden you were gone.
More important things.
All right, this is WFMU East Orange. This is The Hound. We're plugging this. We're going to go into some of these diesel-only releases in a little bit.
Diesel-only
hostage. We've got some more of this old trash
free,
to play.
Folks.
Let's just go through announcements one more time. The Jays are over at the Continental Divide tonight and at the Lone Star Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. With Courtney and Western.
With
support.
Courtney and Western. Breakfast Georgia Mumbo Gumbo every Sunday over at Rodeo Bar.
And the cutest waitress.
And what night do you guys have the Lone Star this week?
That girl still work there?
What night are you guys at the Lone Star? I'm sorry.
We're at the Lone Star on Tuesday night, 5:30.
And the Jays are Wednesday. The Guitar Crusher Sunday night at Abilene. I don't know if he's going to be any good or not, but with a name like the Guitar Crusher, that's
step in the right direction.
You got half the battle won. And next week, 3 o'clock, the Hounds' fifth anniversary, Hangover Hop number 2.
Folks, the first one was number 1. This one will be number 2.
You're all invited. It's free to get in.
Please come.
And it's a live remote broadcast.
We're eager to meet you.
Brownies, 169 Avenue A. Between 10th and 11th Streets in Manhattan.
Good excuse to get drunk in the afternoon and get lost in the big city.
What do we got queued up over here? Okay, so let's get one more set of this old junk that everybody likes in. And
then
we'll do the diesel only. Yeah, we got this one queued up by the Bees, Tough Enough. I know you're going to like it.
You must like
if
it.
I ever get it.
Well, you don't know much about the feeling of girl. I know what do you know a lot about love. Be my love.
Trip.
Hello, hello, up, whip, whip, whip. Hello, hello, up, whip, whip, whip.
She loved to be weapon a where's your Cadillac car? A Cadillac car,
Cadillac car.
Where can I get me a Cadillac car? I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I'll do the best I can. Will get it?
Get it.
Get it.
Get it. Get it.
Girl. Oh, she was so sweet. She said to me, where can it be? Where's your diamond ring? A diamond ring.
Diamond ring.
Where can I give me a diamond ring? I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I don't have it now, but I can get it.
Get it.
I'll do the best I can with it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it. Get it.
Are you really enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now remember what we always say. Don't give me that bologna. I want Wardinsky.
and the flu. This time you got lipstick on you. You got step it up and go.
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 Well, you can't stay here, I swear. You got step it up and go. Well, I'll pack your trunk, your suitcase too. Goodbye, baby, I'm through with you. You got step it up and go.
Step it up and go.
You got step it up and go.
Step it up and go.
Well, you can't stay here, I swear. You got step it up and go. Step it up and go.
Step it up and go.
Now let's take these brown Hispanic people.
Well, come along with me, let's go uptown. Whoa, come along with me, let's go uptown. Don't need no money, just gonna mess around. Well, the night's fine, bright, that's where I'll be.
Twenty
meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, it's the Hound. That was Magic Sam, by request, 21 Days in Jail. We heard Sonny and the Sun Glows, Uptown. Pearl Reeves and the Concords, You Can't Stay Here. Gene Vincent and Get It. And we opened up with the Bees, Tough Enough.
Tough Enough indeed.
Anyway, getting back to the knuckleheads in the news department.
You got one for me, Hound?
I got one. Las Vegas. Police say a man dressed as a cat robbed a tropical fish store Halloween night, escaping with money but leaving the fish alone. The bandit pointed a gun at the clerk inside the seaquarium, grabbed the cash, fled into the night. He was wearing a green mask and a complete cat outfit. He even had a tail.
There you go, folks. If you see him, alert the authorities, or the ASPCA.
Yeah, I don't know. What do we got in the news? Overzealous prosecutor cited in drug case reversal. A guy who told a jury that they could help win the war on drugs by convicting a guy of possession of 0.4 grams of cocaine. The guy got his case reversed because an appellate court decided the prosecutor just was going just a little too far with that one.
Yeah, that's, well, barely enough to rub on your gum.
You know, drivers stuck for hours in a 120-mile traffic jam on the Autobahn.
Apparently it's getting to be a regular thing over there in Deutschland.
Would anybody like me to read the list of best-dressed short men?
I didn't realize that Tom Cruise was a relentless short guy from Jersey, but apparently he is, according to that.
Yeah, he's on there. Mm. Yeah, Billy Idol story.
We're doing great here.
Carl Ballou.
You know, they, from what I understand, they had an entire meteorite, right?
This whole meteorite? And they stole it. How about Axl Rose in the news? Mr. Everly bashed his next-door neighbor over the head with a wine bottle.
For what?
For calling him Bon Jovi, obviously. Anyway.
Calling him Aunt Jemima.
Yeah, with the do-rag on it. What's up with the schmata?
The weird sort of broad, flat do-rag thing.
They're just, you know? They're just all paying homage to that little guy that used to be in Bruce Springsteen's band.
Oh, what
was his name?
Records?
What was that guy's name?
Miami Steve Van Zandt.
Oh, right. A little...
Well, glad that's over with.
Rhoda Morgenstern with a guitar. Anyway, so Jer, we're gonna tell. Why don't you tell the folks? We got all these records we're gonna play. They're all in the the diesel. This is the diesel only mass release party. Is that
diesel
what it is?
Diesel only catalog. Well, we kind of
the new diesel only.
We
escapes.
Pitched our tents down at Continental Divide on Thursday night, and
diesel
we,
only hostage crisis.
Yeah, really. So we're gonna go. We're gonna go right through the whole new diesel only catalog. We're starting out with Breakfast George and Mumbo Gumbo.
We started on Thursday night with Breakfast George, Mumbo Gumbo, and also Wild Bill Durkin and the Diplomats played Thursday night. Another local favorite. And then last night we had
favorite
the Blue
yours,
Chieftains. And last night we had Havorka with us also, and their record will be out in a few weeks.
Folks, I am their only fan.
It's
and,
true.
Tonight it'll be the world-famous Blue Jays and Courtney and Western.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to hear the new Mumbo Gumbo record and the Courtney Western and the Blue Chieftains. That record's been out for a while.
That record came out at the same time as Good Morning, Mr.
Go
Trucker.
To Blazes.
The Mumbo Gumbo record is a tune by... Well, George, maybe you could tell us about Miss Fabulous and why it has become the Louie Louie of the Lower East Side.
Yeah, what is going on? Everyone is playing this song now. The Blue Chieftains play it. Do the Blue Jays play it yet?
They're
thinking about
it. Durkin put it on his
Wild
record.
Bill Durkin, the Mighty Sweet Tones. Everyone in town is playing this song, Miss Fabulous.
Being the first DJ to play on the radio, I believe I'm getting half the publishing. Is that... just Jer promised.
Yeah,
I am the Alan Freed of East Orange.
So far, you can have it all.
Sorry,
wait,
George,
get that on tape. We said I can have it all. Okay.
So far.
Let's hear it. Hit it. Go!
Here she come walking down the street. A shooting straight up from those gliding feet. She might make you miss the light or make you miss the bus, but you can't miss the fabulous Miss Fabulous. 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 Time.
get awful serious when I'm talking with the fabulous Miss Fabulous, Fabulous, Fabulous. Get jealous, you know I wouldn't fuss. Say you be mine, Miss Fabulous. Man, that girl driving me insane. She's washing all my other interests right down the drain. And I'm making big plans for the both of us. Have me and the Fabulous, 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 Fabulous.
Anyway, you can. punk rockin' honky tonk girl. There'd be another thing if she hated country twang. But when she's in the shower, that's exactly what she's saying. It's a two-step square dance stage dive romance. Also had a slam. She's a no-show Jones in the skate punk world. She's a punk rockin' honky tonk girl. Punk rockin' honky tonk girl.
to the sounds of hell. Back in the jungle.
Right. That's the hound, and there it is. That's the new, that's the diesel-only catalog.
Mm.
Now you got it on tape. You don't have to go out and buy it. You blew it, Jared. Did you read Hitman?
No, Hound, and
I haven't
seen Goodfellas either, so let's change the subject.
No, that's why I'm standing here with my hand out waiting for that thing that you're supposed to...
Can I pay you off
with
a pumpkin
these
pie?
Records. I already got the pumpkin. Thank Wild Girl bought the pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Sally made the coffee.
The apple cider.
Yeah, I didn't get any apple cider.
First apple cider of the season.
Where are those broads?
And the fabulous Miss Fabulous herself, Lori S., is in the house.
I understand wearing short shorts.
Did we miss something?
So sort of one of those.
Just the whole.
Usually we only have the Lori S. clothing alert in the summertime, but
it is a harvest moon after all, and that's
extended
why
extended Indian summer. Yeah,
we have reaped the new crop of Diesel Only Records.
Lori S. does have her biker girl short shorts on
got
today.
Her cat clothes on. Kiss Army.
Belt buckle.
Kiss Army in the house.
Yeah. Kiss my.
Where's my Diesel Only belt buckle?
Yeah.
So what do you think of them records, Han? We got a few good slabs or what?
A couple of good ones, a couple of crummy ones.
All right. Well, let's not pass judgment. But
I won't.
In order, we heard Mumbo Gumbo with Miss Fabulous, and then we went to
Alley-oop.
Look at that caveman.
Look at that caveman go, George. Courtney and Western, Hungry Like a Man.
Yeah.
And then we heard.
The Blue Chieftains doing their big hit, Punk Rock and Honky Tonk Girl.
Then there was Go to Blazes with Casa Diablo.
Yeah, that's the B-side of their new forthcoming record, which is called I'll Be Hating You, a cover of a Johnny Paycheck number.
And the last thing was...
We ended up with our B-side, the Mud Flap Boogie.
Discussed in an earlier program segment.
Yes. Well, there you go. And those will be in the... Which stores carry 45s, Jer?
Well, where can the folks
Final
Vinyl.
Not going to get them.
Final
tower,
Vinyl have been
right?
Real supportive. They put them right in the window. And Midnight's good. Hideout probably carry them. I get them down there. Bleaker Bob's. We'll get them pure platters. Also, we're going to get the records to the one-stop outlets that service the jukebox operators around the country. So you got the Mobile Records in Pittsburgh, Don Libertor and
so
Don's Records.
If you see a jukebox tag with the little diesel on it,
that little truck,
plop
that's
in
right.
Your quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a lot of locations. Also, we're doing the workout at the Lone Star.
5:30 is deep.
For the entire month of November. So we got 4 weeks going. We got five artists, five nights a week. And
does everybody have the same night every week, or do you flop
Monday nights will be the Blue Chieftains. Tuesday nights will be Mumbo Gumbo. Wednesday nights, the world-famous Blue Jays. Thursday, Courtney and Western. Friday, Wild Bill Durkin for 4 weeks running.
It's 5:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah,
right?
We kick off about 5:30. I understand there will be free ribs and chicken wings too.
And it's
so
free to get in, right?
Yeah,
that's great. So if you work up there, in the, in 57th Street, get down there.
Yeah.
Bring your leotard and work out with the Jays.
And tonight the Jays are at the Continental Divide. That's also free. The Hounds 5th anniversary hangover hop number 2. Next Saturday, 169 Avenue A between 10th and 11th Street. You're all invited. It's free to get in. There'll be special guests, booze, prizes, a live vibe report, and us spinning records and being stupid. They haven't shared it the whole time. Come on, share it with the audience. Let's get some of this dirt. What are they saying? Let's get the ladies' corner.
This is X-rated.
The ladies' auxiliary.
'90/91.
The underwear styles?
That's right. That's what we're discussing.
Yeah.
That's what we want to hear.
We just, you know.
What do you think?
We're preparing our Christmas list, and you know.
What is it? Last year it was tap pants. Was the trend?
No,
I think.
We don't want tap pants this year.
How about just tinsel only?
For Christmas? Would you like to model that right here?
Sure. Wait, I'll be right back. Radio Psych Gang.
All right. Anyway, we're gonna watch the fashion show. We got time for Blues Hangover though. This next guy, he was supposed to be playing in town this weekend, but it canceled. So don't bother going to see Snooks Eaglin, because he won't be there. But I'm gonna play a record by him.
Oh, good.
I'm slipping.
Let you slide this time here. You greasy enough.
You treat me like you do.
I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else. They come in three sizes, medium, large, and G. Monetti.
God made me, he didn't tell no lie. Well, you treat me, darling, no, I ain't satisfied. I'm gonna find me a baby. Somebody can love me all the time. You know I love my baby, but she still run around on me. Walk into a bedroom, I take a girl by hand. So I can't use you no more, Eddie, cause I got me another man. You know I'm gonna find me a baby. Somebody can love me all the time. Around on me.
Thank you.
Lion rule the jungle, said it. Rule the sea. Nobody that little girl I can let. Nobody rule over me, you know, girl. Find me, baby. Somebody can love me all the time. You might love my baby, but she still run around on me.
Dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. Blues Hangover Time. That was Dr. Ross Cat Squirrel by request.
That's Dr. Ross, the musical boss, isn't it?
The musical loss. Eddie Taylor, Find My Baby. Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell, Sloppy Drunk. The Guitar Crusher, he's playing tomorrow night at Abilene and 8th Avenue and 14th Street.
Just don't bring your guitar.
I gotta know. Snook Zieglin, who canceled tonight, slipping in. And, everybody plug their gigs real fast. George is tomorrow, Sunday at
the
Rodeo Bar, and
Tuesday
at the Lone Star at early 5:30. Those are both free.
Right after work,
folks. Tonight, the world famous Blue Jays.
We're doing the Rig Rock Review tonight at Continental Divide with Courtney and Western, a dual record release party.
And
Courtney's going to hit about 11. We're going to hit with Roscoe about midnight hour.
And Wednesdays at 5:30 at the Lone Star
Wednesday,
all month.
Wednesday, the workout.
All right, and my Bruce, you don't know if
my educated guess is that we're playing with the Vacant Lot at the Space at Chase on this Friday night, which is a good place to see us because you can hear the guitar.
And my gig is Hounds Hangover Hop,
yeah,
also free next Saturday, 3 to 6. Cool. Wild Girl fills in for Laurie S. next week, and it's the last time to get
all the Autosports wrap-up is happening next weekend from 6 to 9.
So that's
next Saturday from
6. All right, so that's everybody got their gigs plugged. Sally, you got a gig?
Yeah, Sally, would you know?
No.
Where are you freaking out?
Well, she's part of the Hangover Hop, so I can't.
Definitely.
All right, we got a few minutes left. Let's play some more records, get some more quests in. Ghost Satellite.
now, enemy. Oh, please come here and thank me. Oh, child, now, by my hand. Guide me, teach me, love me now. Make me please understand. Oh, please. Oh, please come. Oh, please come back to me. Just a little bit sometime.
Oh, Lord.
How I've been wondering.
How I've been wondering.
Well, just where can you be?
Just where can you be?
I'm begging you, pretty baby. Please have mercy on me.
Oh, Lord.
I told you I love you. Such a long time ago. Oh, don't you know, Amy? Don't you know how I miss you so? Come back to me. Anime.
All right, that just about wraps it up. That was the Valiants and Tequila Twist.
Certainly was.
Slick Gibson and the Spiders, Etta May, Bob and Jerry, Ghost Satellite. And, okay, next week, be
a whole bunch of stuff.
169 Avenue A, 3 o'clock sharp. Be there.
Please.
We'll be there. It's our 5th anniversary, and Laureus is up next. Everybody, roll call. Wild Girl, Il Bruch, DeGerla, Breakfast George, Miss Sally.
ILBCNU alphabet, goodbye.
Okay, that's it. The Lord, the Crick, we're out of here.
You know.
Big 10-4.
What's for dinner, Mick?
WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange.